In this bulletin, Australian planes involved in airstrikes that reportedly killed a dozen civilians in Iraq. Freezing temperatures in the US claim lives, and no changes to Australia's squad ahead of the second cricket test against Sri Lanka. With the latest SBS News, I'm Evan Young. It's been revealed Australian pilots were involved in an airstrike in West Mosul that may be to blame for multiple civilian casualties on the ground. The Australian Defence Force says no errors were made in a coalition air mission over West Mosul involving Australian Super Hornet aircraft. But media in Iraq are reporting the air mission involving Australian pilots may have caused up to 18 civilian deaths in 2017. Chief of Joint Operations Air Marshal Mel Hupfeld says Iraqi security forces had requested support from the air after spotting enemy fighters in the area.
Any loss of civilian life is highly regrettable. We treat all allegations seriously and publicly account for them. We do not definitively know how these people were killed. But we do know from our review of the events that our aircrew made no error in this mission.
Overseas, and at least 8 people have died as a result of the unusually cold weather system that's gripped the United States Midwest. The so-called polar vortex conditions have so far brought the lives of almost 250 million Americans to a halt. The historic deep freeze was expected to ease on Thursday, but weather officials say the iciest blasts may still come. The extreme cold is putting pressure on utility systems throughout the affected regions. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer asked residents of the Michigan Lower Peninsula to turn the heat in their homes down to 18 degrees Celsius.
Due to this extremely cold weather and extremely high demand for natural gas and a facility incident, Consumers Energy has asked that everyone in the Lower Peninsula turn our thermostats down to 65 degrees or less from now until Friday at noon.
Britain's Foreign Secretary says the departure from the European Union could be delayed beyond the scheduled deadline of May 29th. Jeremy Hunt says whether there'll be a delay or not depends on the progress made on the deal in the coming weeks. His comments come as Prime Minister Theresa May looks to renegotiate the already agreed Brexit deal with the EU leaders. Mr. Hunt says extra time may be needed to finalise the legal text for Brexit.
What I would say is that whereas a week ago none of us really knew whether this was going to be possible, we're now in a situation where it clearly is possible. There are lots and lots of hurdles. No one's saying this isn't going to be very challenging. But if we ended up approving a deal in the days before the 29th of March, then we might need some extra time to pass critical legislation.
Back home, and Tasmanian police say boats may be used to evacuate and supply towns in the state's south if they're isolated by massive bushfires. Several communities remain under threat today, with 5 emergency alerts in place after 2 weeks of dangerous bushfires across the state. Cooler weather has helped firefighters battling sections of blaze in the southwest of Hobart, but authorities say wind changes could lead to more closures of roads. Meanwhile, police have charged a 42-year-old man with looting from evacuated homes in the state's south. He faces 30 charges, including multiple burglary and stealing offences. To sports, and in cricket, Australia will keep its team lineup unchanged in the second test match against Sri Lanka when it gets underway this evening in Canberra. The Australian squad will be looking to finish the series tonight after they were successful in the first test match against the Sri Lankan side. Australian test captain Tim Payne says 2 factors influenced their decision to leave the squad unchanged.
So to have a look at the pitch, once we saw it was pretty much what we'd expect from here. And the fact that, yeah, we wanted to continue a winning 11.
Looking at the weather around the country today, in Perth, sunny and 37. Adelaide, much the same, but 31 degrees. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 24. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21. While in Canberra, similar conditions, but 25 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, also a shower or two, but 25 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 32. Cairns, rain, storm and possible heavy falls, 27. And Darwin, shower with a storm likely, 31 degrees. I'm Evan Young. This is SBS News.